There are two separate things to consider here, Travis, Narman said in response to his question. Well, three, actually. He pushed his plate aside and leaned forward, his face and body language both unwontedly serious. First, from a political and military standpoint, Emerald is fucked, he said bluntly. And no, I didn't need Uncle Hanbill to tell me that. Anytime Caleb wants to put troops ashore, supported from the sea, he can do it. That's one of the things that little business in North Bay was supposed to bring to my attention, in case it had managed to escape me thus far. For the moment, he's probably still building up his troop strength. God knows the Carisian Marines are good, but he didn't have a lot of them when this whole business started. On the other hand, we have even less in the way of an army, don't we? Especially given how much of it was serving as Marines when our Navy suffered its little mishap. It's not going to be all that much longer before he's ready to come calling here in Araster, probably with a siege train of artillery in tow to knock on any doors that get in his way, and I doubt very much that Uncle Hanbill is going to be able to do much more than inconvenience him when he does. Second, from a diplomatic standpoint, our good friend Hector isn't about to stick his neck out to help us in any way. And I'll be deeply surprised if Charlion doesn't decide she'd rather be allied to Karis than to us or to Hector, under the circumstances. Which means we're swinging in the wind, is the term I want, I believe. We're the most exposed. We're the ones who tried to assassinate Caleb. And we're the ones who don't have a single hope this side of hell that anyone is going to come sailing to our rescue. And third, Travis, every single word Stainer and Caleb have said about the group of four, the Grand Vicar, and the Church herself is true. You think that just because I recognize the corruption of men like Clinton and Trinair and their sycophants on the Council of Vicars, I don't believe in God? The prince's laugh was a harsh bark. Of course I believe in him. I just don't believe in the bastards who've hijacked his church. In point of fact, I think Stainer and Caleb have the right idea. If they can make it stand up. And that's exactly why Grayson is so concerned, the reason he keeps pushing us so hard to figure out some way to take the offensive, keeps probing to see how loyal I am to Hector. And how loyal are you, my prince? Pinehollow asked softly. To Hector? Narman's lip curled. About as loyal as he is to us, which is to say I'm just as loyal as it will take to get into reach of his throat with a nice sharp knife. Or do you mean to the church? Pinehollow said nothing. He didn't need to, for his expression said it all. My loyalty to the church extends exactly as far as the reach of the Inquisition, Narman said flatly. It's time we stop confusing the church with God, Travis. Or do you think God would have permitted Karis to completely gut the combined fleets of an alliance that outnumbered it 5-1 if Harald had actually been defying his will? Pinehollow swallowed hard, and the pit of his stomach was a hollow, singing void. Deep inside him somewhere, a schoolboy was repeating the catechism in a desperate gabble of a voice while he hunched down and stuffed his fingers into his ears. Narman, he said very, very quietly, you can't be thinking what I think you're thinking. No, Narman tilted his head to one side. Why not? Because in the end, Karis is going to lose. It can't be any other way. Not when the church controls all of the great kingdoms completely. Not when its purse is so deep and so much of the world's total population lives on Haven and Howard. Don't be too certain of that. Narman leaned back, his eyes intent. Oh, I know the group of four sees it that way. Then again, we've just had a rather pointed lesson in the fallibility of their judgment now, haven't we? I suspect they're about to find out that the world is less monolithic than they had been assuming, and that's going to come as an even more unpleasant shock to them. All Caleb really needs to do is to survive long enough for his example to spread, Travis. That's what has Grayson running so scared. I'm not the only ruler or noble who understands what's going on in the Council of Vicars right now. If Caris is able to defy the church, others are going to be tempted to follow Caleb's example. And if that happens, the church is going to find herself much too busy putting out local forest fires to put together the kind of fleet it would need to break through the Royal Carisian Navy. And that assumes Caris is trying to stand off the church all by itself. But think about it, Travis, Narman commanded, overriding Pine Hollow's attempt to object. It's not going to be long before Charlian becomes at least Caris's de facto ally. For all I know, she may choose to make it official and join him in openly defying Clintan and his cronies. When that happens, Hector is going to find himself flanked by enemies, cut off from anything the church could do to help him. And when Charlian and Caleb split Coruscant and Zebediah up between them, and when Caleb adds us to Caris proper, he and Charlian between them will control over a third of the total surface of Safehold. Of course, they won't have anywhere near as large a fraction of the world's people, but they will have most of the world's naval power, a lot of room to expand into, and all of the resources they'll need for their economies or their military power. How easy do you think the church is going to find it to squash him after that?